You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, how about those Jets, BT? I actually did not have a problem with what Woody Johnson's, and now I have a problem with what Woody Johnson does quite often, bringing Robert Saleh back is a major issue, but saying that Zach Wilson may be a part of the Jets moving forward, actually, to me, is not the craziest thing. I understand why people want him gone. I get it. I'm not saying he could be a good quarterback here. However, it's just dumb investment or bad investment to give him away for nothing. Why just cut him loose for another team to potentially take a chance on him when you could hold on to that asset and, you know, just see if anything may come of it? You don't know, likely not, but I'm not giving an asset away on the, you know, pennies on the dollar.
I find this interesting. So, you know, how you feel about Mara and him weighing in versus how you feel about Woody weighing in, it should be the opposite, in my opinion. So, now, again, actions speak louder than words, and Zach Wilson's not going to be on this football team next year because the Jets emasculated him, and the Jets treated him like a child, and they kept him in this protective bubble at first where they didn't give him any sort of public criticism, and I think that really soured him in the locker room. Not that people think that Zach's a bad kid. I don't know anybody who really does. Maybe a little petulant, maybe a little entitled, maybe a little immature early. Nobody thinks he's a bad guy who's walking around and, you know, completely disengaged. I think that they look at Zach and like, he's got the arm, he have it. And I think ballers know that. I think that they identified that a while ago. But for Woody Johnson to even think about keeping Zach Wilson around is absolute lunacy. And now I understand that you don't just cut him now and give him away. You hold the rope until it frays or it doesn't. And maybe you coerce somebody in camp if it gets that far. You know, a second or a third string goes down, you get a conditional seventh-round pick or a conditional sixth-round. You're not getting much for Zach Wilson. But to even think, and this is what actually worries me, and nobody supported Zach more than me, there's actually a part of me that Woody thinks that it might be okay to bring back Zach Wilson.
But why would he's got to go. If he's a third-string quarterback,
he can't be in the building and he cannot be on the practice field.
Why?
It's over.
Well,
it's
he's going to be irrelevant.
It's over.
You're going to have Aaron Rodgers there. You got Tyrod Taylor as a backup. Zach is the third string.
I'm going to tell you why. If he was like a middle-round draft pick, that's one thing. He'll never be a complete non-story because he was the second overall pick, and at this point, the biggest symbol of failure for this regime with Joe Douglas. If he's there, there's always a reminder. If Roger, put it this way, let's say, forget about something catastrophic, please, I hope, but let's say that Rodgers pulls a hamstring or he tweaks a groin and he's got to leave a game. You go to Tyrod Taylor, you go to Zach. You probably go to Tyrod.
Of course.
I know, but then
Tyrod's the backup. He's Timmy Boyle. He's Mr. Clipboard holder.
Yeah, Mr. Clipboard, Mr. Baseball cap. Fantastic.
Yeah, right.
But then what happens if Tyrod Taylor goes 7-for-20, the Jets don't score? What are we talking about
Nobody's
all week on the
gonna
fan?
Nobody's going to say bring Zach
well,
back.
If Tyrod Taylor plays like ass, I will.
No.
And I don't even want to have that discussion. It is counterproductive. It's not good for the morale. It's not good for Zach. And it is not good for the Jets.
If you
gotta go,
see for me this ad.
Must go.
I understand what you're saying. I actually think the Jets are being smarter than most organizations here. Just because we in the media or fans say you can't be on the team, doesn't mean you give up a potentially valuable asset for nothing. If you bought Bitcoin at 60 and it goes down to 20, are you selling it at 20 just because you're like,
I don't even know. Is Bitcoin even real?
Well, whatever. I'm
how
just
about
using
Apple stock?
Whatever. That's fine. I don't know.
I'm going to hold on to it because I'm going to get a dividend. I'm going to still make some money. Bitcoin, forget about Bitcoin.
But the reason why I said it is because it dropped significantly. So like if you bought it at 60.
So when do you flinch, right?
Well, you buy it at 60. It goes down to 20. Are you selling or you say, well, I'm screwed either way. I might as well ride this out. And now it comes back up. Zach is an asset that the Jets bought high. It crashed.
Uh-huh.
You're going to give him away or just say, well, maybe a year under Rodgers. And by the way, if they can't trade him, like obviously they're looking to trade him. If you can't, are you just going to give away that asset or say, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to keep him. What I once thought was a valuable asset. I still believe maybe there's something in there. A year under Rodgers and Tyrod Taylor in that quarterback room. How can he not be better off for that? Forget about a skill set on the field. Let him actually sit redshirt essentially for an entire year. And then you never know. Maybe something happens next year.
No.
Maybe they can get something more.
I'm not interested. I love the kid, too. I was rooting for him. I'm still rooting for him. If he goes to the Niners or Harbaugh, whatever, backs up Herbert, he's going to go somewhere. The Patriots. I mean, somebody should scoop him up. And I appreciate your... I really do, because I think it's a really good way to frame it. Like, from an investment point of view, you buy something at X, it plummets. At what point do you say to yourself... All right, I got to jump because it's only going to go lower and I can recover something, or I'm gonna take this on the chin because I trust at some point it might not rally back to where I bought it.
And just go buy another stock for your...
Yeah, but it I can take the dividends and I can reinvest and it's justifiable enough to hold on to it.
Yeah.
I know, that's why I'm not saying that you cut him today. I understand what Woody's saying and I understand why you play the long game here because I do think out of desperation you might get a seventh rounder, which is better than nothing, better than cutting him tomorrow to appease everybody who wants a pound of flesh because the young man didn't get it done. But I don't know if you got into the show Billions on Showtime. Axe Capital.
In the beginning, I did, yes.
There's, was it Malfi? One of the characters.
It was based off of Steve Cohen, wasn't it?
Well, somewhat. By the way, that was a great show.
Yeah, I didn't stick with it. I feel like seven seasons got a little long.
I think it was, I watched every seven or eight. I mean,
I may have gone like three or four.
Oh, it was great.
Paul Giamatti in it.
Oh, right? he's fantastic. He's it was a great show. But I remember the...
Pig Vomit.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. I'm forgetting her character's name, but the psychologist at the firm.
Yeah.
For a couple... Yeah, I got you. But I remember she had a meeting...
I like that.
I hear you. When I say I hear you, it means I know what you're talking about, buddy. It means I'm agreeing with you, pal. I mean, let's have a little unwritten code here. I know what you mean.
I don't want to leave any...
And I agree. All right? So, this guy, I love him. Yeah. So, she said to, I think it was Malfi once, hey... Stop, because he kind of lost his mojo, lost his juice, and he was doubting his ability to invest. And she said, stop holding on to the losers. Cut the losers that you know are never coming back. Remove the pride, remove the ego, and move on. And that's what the Jets have to do with Zach. It's not happening.
I love that. I think that there's two ways to look at it. You either say that your gains are going to be from removing him from the equation.
Mm-hmm.
That's your gains. Or I just like the different thought process. Just because we scream about it and say, you can't be here anymore, can't be here anymore. They say, you know what? I'm just not giving up this asset for nothing. We have to get something for it. But I certainly understand the other side of it. Kevin is calling from Ocean City, New Jersey. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
How are you, Kevin?
Listen, I agree with Sal. Zach's perfect third string. We got Tyrod Taylor, you know, Zach, and he's learning. He'll still be learning, but he's that's what he should be. He should be the third string quarterback.
Yeah, he should be the third string quarterback. I agree. For the 49ers, Kevin, he can't. Listen, I don't think that you're wrong from a football perspective. I really don't. I don't. But all the other stuff, all the attention that we've devoted to Zach Wilson. Could he be a star, too? Is he even remotely salvageable? It's over, man. You got to close the book.
You know,
it was a bad ending.
Can I change my opinion on this? I just thought about something.
Sure.
You know, his mom and the Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd rather that be somebody else's problem.
Yeah.
You know?
She's been a little quiet for a while.
Yeah.
She knows it's over here.
Yeah, I know. Right? I know that it's over. Like, I'm not saying this with the hope of Zach becoming... the Jets quarterback again one
day.
Then
get rid of him. If that's not your thought, then bounce him. Then why would you keep him?
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but if you don't think
he's going to become that, then why keep him around?
Because it's not my business to be giving up. I think it's bad business to give up an asset that you bought so high on right now for nothing. Do you think you, in your core, BT,
go ahead,
that there's any chance Zach Wilson latches on with another team and becomes a viable option at quarterback?
I do.
Yeah.
But I
so
don't
do
think,
I.
I do, but I don't think the Jets have the building and the coaches to make it happen
me,
here.
Me either. play this out. He sits for a third year. He sits as a third string for this year.
Okay.
Final year of his four-year contract, yep. Right? Sits under Rodgers, Tyrod Taylor. You would agree or disagree that he's going to get better just by osmosis being in that quarterback room?
I do think there's a point where you got to play. I'm not sure, but I'd probably still say, based on the intelligence and the experience in the room with both Aaron and Tyrod, that he would benefit. I'm going to give you that.
Let's say Jets don't make the postseason. Rodgers gets hurt.
Please don't even say that.
I know. I don't think that's going to be the case. Rodgers gets hurt. It's a lot of Tyrod Taylor. Jets don't get in. Whatever, man, even if they do get in, it's more about Tyrod Taylor than it is about Aaron Rodgers. And at the end of the season, the Jets, and the reason why I said no postseason is because that means Saleh would likely be out.
Yes.
Joe Douglas would likely be out.
Yes.
New regime comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You hire a new GM, offensive-minded head coach, and he says, you know what? I think there might be something in this kid that I can maybe salvage. You wouldn't be at least open to that?
I'd be intrigued if this was a year ago and if some of the stuff didn't come out that came out, like he didn't want to play.
I get it. I get all that stuff.
Yeah.
His teammates don't
forget that.
I know that. But still, if you had a leader, a Parcells type, and again, who is that? I don't know. Is that Mike Vrabel?
Whatever it may be.
Is there that type that says, I believe in... Now, he probably won't say he believes in Zach. I'm just saying that a year under Aaron Rodgers, a year of learning without giving up that asset, he might be valuable to the new regime. You're going to be looking for a new quarterback. Have we made our definitive decision that even though they set him up to fail, threw him to the wolves way too early, no offensive system, no coaching, like you talk about failing a kid, at least Daniel Jones had multiple opportunities with certain things here. Zach Wilson has had none.
I know.
He was supposed to sit last year and again got thrown to the wolves. Three of his four seasons, two of his three seasons, he's been thrown to the wolves. Rookie year was overmatched, shouldn't have been out there. And then last year, same thing. He was overmatched, shouldn't have been out there. By design, he wasn't supposed to be out there. So now you're giving up an asset that you never took care of properly. I understand if they do it. I'm not going to go nuts and say you gave up on him. However, there is something to be said about some sliver of hope, and why just give that away for nothing when you don't have to?
I truly do appreciate where you're coming from. I hear you, and on a lot of levels, I agree. I agree conceptually, but I don't agree with the Jets here. It's like you have a really rough first marriage. It's just a bad situation. Doesn't mean you can't, you know, be a better spouse in marriage number two, but number one's busted.
It's just not going
to
work.
To leave. You got to pack up and go.
Yeah.
She doesn't want you.
James is calling from North Arlington, New Jersey. What's up,
well,
James?
Well, you don't want her.
Right.
He doesn't want the Jets, if I'm him.
That's true, too.
You know what I mean?
Thanks for calling. I mean, and that's a great analogy. Unfortunately, I've been divorced twice, so don't ask me for any any marriage.
I'll give you some. Son. Don't do it again. Stay.
I'm not. I have two beautiful kids from my second one. So I may not well the second time. But I think that's a good point. Actually, you want to use that as a point of reference. The second wife, we may have got divorced, but I have two beautiful children.
There you go.
So something worked out. So maybe that's the whole point about Zach Wilson, that if he moves on to another team, maybe he will do well. But as long as he stays in that first marriage, there's no way. And I think...
You got to move on, James, and thanks for the call. I would give you this. If the money was different, he's also at the point where...
Well, he's going to get paid for his fifth year. Not this year.
No, but...
They don't have to make the... They're going to decline the fifth-year option.
Well, no, they had to do that, right? So they changed the rules.
They're not going to pick it up.
No, they're not going to pick
it up. Right, so they declined the option, but he still remains on the team, the same way that Daniel Jones did.
But back in the day, you can pick it up and rescind it, and now you can no longer rescind it.
Here's my question.
And you have to pick it up a year earlier, I believe. So, no, they're not going to pick it up, but he's not going to... It's broken.
Do you think that having him here will do harm to the Jets this year?
I do.
See, then you got to let him go.
That was the first thing that I said.
Right, but I don't, because I... Like, him being here as a third stringer, this is Aaron Rodgers' show. Aaron Rodgers will be so front and center that Zach is not even going to be, like, who would even want to? Last year I was saying this, people were calling and talking about Zach Wilson. I'm like, this is not about Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Aaron Rodgers. Who cares about Zach Wilson? Now, unfortunately, it became about Zach Wilson. But if Aaron Rodgers is healthy, it's about Aaron Rodgers. And then it's about Tyrod Taylor. And then if there's an extended issue between both Rodgers and Taylor, then it would become about Zach Wilson.
I disagree.
But at that point, it's already over.
Well, at that point, I hear you. I disagree with the first part. With the second part. The first part, I'm with you. If Aaron's healthy, yeah, you can shield Zach here. You think he's playing 17 games this year? I mean, do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to scrap it off for 17? Okay, so he's got the backup. So,
did we even mention Tim Boyle until Rodgers went down?
Like, Tim Boyle wasn't drafted second overall. I mean, the profile.
Yeah, but he can spin it.
He can spin it. Remember that? Oh, talk about the level of desperation. I was latching onto anything.
It wasn't you. I mean.
Oh, my God. But I think where I do disagree, because again, if Aaron's playing, theoretically, shield. Nobody cares about Zach. If Aaron throws 30 touchdowns, Jets win 11, 12 games, it's all good. Zach could sit on the bench naked, and nobody's going to look at him. Except, you know, maybe some moms, whatever.
Wow,
maybe,
right.
You know what I mean? Well, suppose some women. I guess anybody could look at him. But the point is. If Tyrod Taylor's playing, that was ridiculous. If Tyrod Taylor's playing, he is the story by default.
Yeah.
Because Tyrod Taylor, even though he's going to be a functional backup, he's not going to play so well, I don't anticipate, that eventually the camera will find Zach.
Let me ask it this way. What? Let's say Zach is gone. Who do you think the third string quarterback is?
It doesn't really matter to me.
Okay, it doesn't matter. That's exactly my point.
It needs to be somebody that has this innocuous presence, like this largely anonymous existence, not somebody that's been in the news cycle for 3.5 straight years, basically every day.
So regardless of who it is, because it doesn't matter, you're right.
Well, it does matter. It doesn't matter as long as it's not Zach. Let me put it that way.
Understood. Okay, that's fair. Do you think, nothing to do with Zach here, do you think the third string quarterback this year for the Jets sets foot on the field? Come on.
I'm going to answer this not with my heart, with my head. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case,
I'm not saying for an extended run, but, you know, for a game, wouldn't surprise me.
I'll tell you. I would love to see it.
Why?
Why would you love to see it?
Even if it's not Zach?
No, have Zach. No.
Okay,
Zach. I'm saying I would love to see them stick to Woody's guns here and say, if we can't trade him, we're keeping him. They're not. I got news for you, Woody. You're not going to be able to trade him. Like, that would be that would be an all-time shock, even if you got a second. So
you could attach a pick to incentivize somebody to take him. So I never say never to a deal with low, modest expectations.
Yeah,
but
you have to
attach
something to it. Yeah, we'll take Zach. Give us Garrett Wilson. That's what it's going to take to get him. So let's say Woody sticks to his guns. The Jets can't get anything back for Zach in a trade. They keep him.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, week 9 comes around. Tyrod, Rodgers hurt. Tyrod gets banged up. Back to Zach?
I mean, it really would be.
Oh, my God.
And if he played well, it would be the most amazing football story in the history of New York outside of Namath and the Jets winning Super Bowl III.
Back shoulder throws.
Hey, he did it against Kansas City that night. Played better than Patty.
Come on, man. I'd love to see it. You've got to root for Zach to be back.
I've rooted for the kids so much. And they ruined him and did him so dirty. And he's got to shoulder some of the brunt as well.
Mm-hmm.
He did not comport himself like the polished professional too often. So I'm not exonerating him. Marriage is broken. Just leave.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.